Malcolm Turnbull can't seem to take a trick. Earlier this week, he was lashed for failing to stand up to the new US president. And then yesterday, the Prime Minister was caned for upsetting Donald Trump and for not being straight about the substance of their phone call last weekend, which, by all accounts, focused solely on the refugee deal. So, should Australia be alarmed or at ease over Mr. Trump's responses? Professor Simon Jackman heads the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. I spoke to him a short time ago. Professor Jackman, thanks for talking to AM. How worried should Australians be that we've witnessed this tension so early in the life of Mr. Trump's presidency?
Look, it's not a good look. There's no way to skin what happened between the Prime Minister and the President any other way. But I think you've got to keep in mind that the foundations of the US relationship are very broad, very deep, and that the alliance has survived crises before. And I think I'd call this a crisis. But it will get through this one okay as well.
Should it surprise people that Mr. Trump thinks that this is, the refugee deal is a dumb deal, given his campaign rhetoric on these things?
No, it shouldn't, right? And I think what Australians need to keep in mind, the very fact that this deal is not dead on arrival and has survived first contact, perhaps even second contact with the Trump administration, speaks how highly Australia rates in DC and the great work that I think our embassy over there must be doing to keep this thing alive.
Australia has been a long and trusted ally. The alliance is 65 years old. How significant is it that this particular incident in the life of the relationship?
Yeah, you know, these things do come up from time to time, not often. I think you've got to go back to the MX missile test crisis back in, what was that, the Hawke government? And before that, you might go back to the tension that simmered between Nixon and Whitlam. Good relationships sometimes have down moments, but the point is, all in all, and when you keep in mind the breadth and the depth of this relationship, it will endure this. There's plenty of other things Australia and the United States will be doing business on in the years ahead.
Should it change Australia's approach to the relationship during the next 4 years? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Australia, before the election, I think Australians, the foreign policy establishment was coming to the view that it was time for Australia to have a very hard think about all its strategic relationships, but perhaps especially the American one. Irrespective of who won, I think Australia was going to be asked to do more one way or another. Now, this isn't quite the outcome anybody was expecting, and nor has this sort of moment of introspection. I think it's arrived a little sooner than anybody was anticipating either. But you know,
it's not the way to treat an ally if you want them to do more.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I think that is a message that is going to be delivered loud and clear to the Trump administration by the many, many friends Australia has in Washington today. It's happened already. John McCain has issued a very forceful, eloquent press release reminding Americans of the strong and long relationship between Australia and the United States. And if anything, I'd say Australia's had a fantastic 36 hours in the American media on the back of this. I've been bouncing between the two countries now my entire adult life. I do not recall a news cycle in the United States where Australia has had more positive press on the back of what looks like a crisis here, I think, is actually could even be building capital for Australia going forward, and behooves us on this end. You know, of course we've got to think seriously about the American relationship. We'd be crazy not to.
Mr. Turnbull's been really restrained in talking about what actually happened on that phone call last weekend until the details were leaked yesterday. How can the two leaders trust one another now?
At the end of the day, I think Trump is a deal maker. I think he feels perhaps boxed in on this one. The fact that he can't bring himself to kill the deal, I think he's got people around him telling him how important this is to an important ally like Australia. I suspect personally that probably drives him crazy, given his political rhetoric and everything else he's done and said with respect to immigration, and in particular immigration from countries he's got qualms about with respect to national security. I suspect that there'll be a deal down the road not too long from now. Whereas it's another deal and another day for Donald Trump, where Australia is on the winning side from where he sees it, and it'll just be another deal, and we'll take it from there.
This will go down well in the United States with Mr. Trump's supporters, won't it? I mean, he's carrying out what he said he was going to do. He's unconventional, and he's upending the normal way of doing politics.
That's exactly right, and indeed he may be buying himself some political cover in the United States by stamping his feet on this one. He probably understands it's something he may end up having to do, and he may not, by the way. But if he does end up doing it, I think he is buying himself some political cover with his base by stamping his feet loud and long over this one.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being unlikely, how likely do you think it is that he will actually honour the deal?
Six.
All right, Simon Jackman, thank you very much for talking to AM.
Thank you.
And that's Professor Simon Jackman, who heads the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.